Inspirational quotes can inspire and encourage us, and may even change our lives. As we learn that others share the same experiences and feelings as we do, we feel more connected to one another and engaged in life.
Welcome to Tea with Miriam, a podcast to help us understand how our thoughts, emotions, and actions are always interconnected and always affecting one another, bringing you science-backed reasoning as to why we think, feel, and behave the way we do. I share effective strategies and meaningful perspectives to help us understand how we think, keep our emotions in check, and control our actions. I'm your host, Miriam Burke, a leadership and personal development coach, helping you unlock your ability to rewire your brain, communicate with confidence, master your mindset, interact with compassion, lead with enthusiasm, inspire action, and co-create positive change, bringing more of you into your leadership role and improving our interaction one conversation at a time. Let's get to it.
You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. C.S. Lewis. Every now and then, when we come across an inspirational quote that has a great impact on our life, we may change the way we think, feel, and behave, and we may even change the trajectory of our journey. That's because we are wired for connection, and realizing that others share the same experiences and feelings as we do makes us feel more connected to one another. Inspirational quotes can trigger our emotions, offering us a bit of encouragement and even getting our pulse up and our creative juices flowing. Like most people, I have changed through life a lot, actually, and I continue on changing daily, regularly. Not only am I okay with that, but I want that. I want to keep on changing. I want to keep on learning. I want to evolve. And by now, you may have noticed my appreciation for inspirational quotes. That's because they make me feel connected to people I have never met, but who think the same way I do. Sometimes those quotes offer up different perspectives and angles that I actually haven't thought of before. So those quotes not only help me feel connected to those people who think the way I do, but also help me see my situation from a different angle, allowing me to find different solutions. I use inspirational quotes to help manage my thoughts and feelings, to motivate my actions, to calm my spirit, and to keep me moving forward in life. And today I will share with you 5 inspirational quotes that caused big changes in my life. They taught me to be calmer, kinder, and more in control of my emotions. They also taught me to be mindful and in the present moment. They also taught me not to take anything for granted. And lastly, they motivated me to be a cause for change. So let's see what they are. Because you are alive, everything is possible. Thich Nhat Hanh in Living Buddha, Living Christ book. My first experience with yoga and meditation was 15 years ago when I was pregnant with my first child. I loved the gentle yoga, but I totally dreaded the meditation part of it. The way I saw it, it was that I couldn't be sitting there with my eyes closed for, 5, 10, 20 minutes when I had so much else to do. I was pregnant and in law school. Meditation back then felt like, quote unquote, doing nothing to me. My thoughts were on all of the things that I needed to do and not on the quiet moment that my body and mind really needed, in the moment that was right there in front of me. During those minutes, I actually felt more anxious than relaxed. But as a researcher, I knew that meditation and mindfulness would be really good for me, for my anxiety, to help me in law school with my busy schedule, and it would be really good for the baby. I wanted to be calmer, and I wanted to have a healthy and calm pregnancy. I also wanted a calm baby, so I decided to give it a try by learning how to meditate. I bought a couple of books on meditation written by the Vietnamese monk Thich Nhat Hanh because my yoga teacher was always mentioning him and his teachings. So I felt a little bit of a connection there. When I came across this quote for the first time, something immediately resonated with me. I felt a physical reaction to it. I indeed felt lucky to be alive and to have the opportunities I've had so far in life. I was working towards my second law degree in a different country and pursuing my dream. I was having a baby. My life was just a good life. It was busy, but it was a good life. I was alive and I could do anything, including changing how I was operating. So first, I realized and accepted that I had put myself into that situation intentionally. So I assessed my current life with my, you know, project manager's eyes by looking into the issues that were causing me to feel overwhelmed and breaking them into smaller issues. Then I start tackling them one at a time. I took a 6-month leave of absence from law school to be with my newborn. I hired someone to help me with the house, and I asked my mom to come from Brazil to be there with me, to help me, but to be present in this moment that was so important in my life and in her life. I even created a schedule that would allow me to continue practicing yoga and meditation. And I actually started enjoying meditation. In fact, meditation became that sacred personal me time. There's no one else for me to care for, nothing for me to worry about, and nothing for me to do. Those few minutes were precious, and they still are to this day. So I learned that because I was alive, everything was possible. I could do anything. I could change how things were moving along. I could even go back to law school while raising a baby boy. I just needed to embrace one issue at a time. I figured out, and it felt good, empowering, and liberating. Enjoy the little things, because one day you will look back and realize that they were the big things. Robert Broad. My mom passed away in 2010 of a rare type of cancer. She was only 59 years old. On her deathbed, she related to me all of her regrets. She had so many regrets in life. All the things that she didn't do with us, all the times she was angry, all the times she didn't appreciate life, etc. Somehow, at that moment, she unearthed all of the negatives of her life. It was so sad, you guys. It made me so sad. There she was, literally counting the hours to the end of her life, and all she could think of were all the things that she didn't do or should have done better, as opposed to enjoying every moment that she left, that she had with us. At that very moment, I decided to live my life with all that it came, little things, big things, and all the things in between, good, bad, the ugly, the beautiful. And I decided that I would be present and mindful of life. I decided to live my life without regrets. I decided that I would be intentional with my choices, because that's one thing I knew I could control. If they didn't go my way, at least then I knew. I would make changes and I would move on. Mistakes would become life lessons. I decided to appreciate time with my kids, in nature, and alone. I decided to take living life into my own hands, and it felt really good then, and it still feels good to this day. I don't blame anyone for what happens to me or around me. I accept that sometimes I am partially or sometimes totally responsible for what happens to me. I learn what works and what doesn't, and I make new decisions then. And sometimes things happen that are totally out of my control, so I don't dwell on those. But I do look at what I can control and take actions from that perspective. I work towards solutions, not more problems for my life. I experience life as it comes. I am intentional with my thoughts, feelings, and actions. I control what I can, and I let go of what doesn't serve me. I truly enjoy the little things because together, I know they make up for this big thing called life. Be the change you want to see in the world, Mahatma Gandhi. I realized from an early age that how I felt could affect the people and the energy around me. So I learned to become the little funny girl, the little helpful girl, the good girl, so that I could change the energy when I felt it was quote-unquote bad. As I grew up, I learned to use that skill in a different way. I learned that small actions could lead to big results. So after high school, I took a double gap year. I wanted to go to a very prestigious private college for linguistics, and my parents couldn't afford it. So I got to work to make the money for it. And I became a first grade teacher in a public school. The school was located in a very poor neighborhood. As a brand new teacher, you were sent to the places more experienced teachers don't want to go to. You know, seniority really plays a role here. That school lacked all of the supplies a teacher needs to be successful. When I say all, I mean all. The library was an empty room. There's not one book on the shelves. The PE room had one soccer ball and one volleyball for all of the students in that school. The science hall was completely empty. The art room had no art supplies. The school received notebooks and pencils from the government, alongside with food to give the kids who needed to bring them home. And that was it. Teachers would have to buy anything else they needed because the students didn't. I was 19 years old then, and teaching under those circumstances was really sad, to say the least. But there was a big business center nearby where Big Pharmaceuticals headquarters operated from. And I learned that several of those companies' employees actually went to that school at some point. Then I had an idea. I went to those companies and pointed out that several of their employees came from that school. I then made a case that if they invested in the school, the students will be able to get better education and therefore become more prepared for the jobs that those companies would have for them when the time came. Well, three of those companies agreed with me and donated to the school. They donated books. I think, like, if I'm not wrong, there were like over 3,000 books donated at the time. PE supplies. We actually had to create a second PE room for all of the PE supplies that the companies gave. The money that they gave to the school, we were able to buy a lot of PE supplies, art supplies, science supplies, and even a couple of computers for the starter of a technology center. That school became a role model to other public schools in the area and in the state. Even the First Lady Hillary Clinton came to visit the school when they visited Brazil at the time. You see, I didn't know what results I would get or even if I would achieve anything with my actions, but I just knew that I had to do something. I just needed to get started. One very small action started a big chain reaction. And that's why if we want to see any change in the world, we can get started. Be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Vlad Anderson. My grandmother was a very wise woman, that one. Every time someone would complain about a person, she would say, "Be kind. You don't know what they are going through." Those of you who know me, you know that I don't take anything for granted. I don't assume what people think or feel. And I do believe that there's always a reason behind people's behaviors. When people behave in a way that affects me negatively, I ask myself, what else could this be? I really try not to take it personally. It's hard, I know. And I do believe that they may be suffering, and that's why they behave the way they do. And to me, people are naturally good. And we usually display moods and emotions of how we feel inside as a result of how we perceive the world outside us. So I don't jump to conclusions. I give it time, I ask questions if I can, and if I'm hurt by their words or actions, I then speak of myself and my feelings, but not in a defensive or attacking way. My relationships are really important to me, and I understand that kindness, gratitude, and love can go a long way. So I give it to them. But I'm also okay to walk away if the end time has come for that relationship. And I walk away without negative feelings because I know we've worked through it. And also I know that whatever it is that it happened has nothing to do with me. It's just a natural evolution of the relationship. Feelings are much like waves. We can't stop them from coming, but we can choose which ones to surf. Jonathan Matterson. We all have emotions, some positive, some negative. Some we want to express, others we prefer to hide. Some people show their emotions more than others, but one thing is true. We all have them, emotions. We all have them. We all feel them. And we cannot just erase them, but we can manage them. After my mom died, my dad was in complete distress. They had been married for 36 years, and the mere thought of not having her there anymore really shook him. I found myself learning to control my feelings of grief and loss in order to be present and supportive of my dad, to deal with the legalities of death, and to everything else that was around us. But I also felt that when I was alone, I could just feel all the feelings. I could cry and it was okay. After I came back home, I was surprised to be caught in waves of emotions that felt they could swallow me. Where was my emotional control when I needed it? One day, during a lunch pickup, and while waiting for my food, I saw this quote on the restaurant's wall. Feelings are much like waves. We can't stop them from coming, but we can choose which ones to surf. It immediately hit me. My feelings were like waves, and I didn't need to let them drown me. I could surf them. And I had done it just a few months ago. So, to take better control of my emotions, I went back to studying the role of emotions in our lives, how to understand them, and how to manage them for myself and for others. Emotional intelligence became one of the pillars of my work and life because I knew that everything we do in life is linked to our emotions. And today, I help people understand how their thoughts create their feelings and how their feelings drive their actions, and that to change a behavior, we need to change the thought that first originated it. This knowledge helps us get rid of behaviors that no longer serve us and also help us to keep and improve upon those that are working for us at the moment. You know, research shows that emotional intelligence is the key factor that sets high-performing individuals and high achievers aside from the rest of the crowd. So by getting a handle on our emotions, we can reach high personal and professional performance goals, improve our interactions, and live a more fulfilled life. Well, so there it is for today, you folks. I know that not everybody is keen on inspirational quotes. like I am. And if you don't use quotes as a tool of life, the idea of quotes to you may be pointless. But if you like inspirational quotes like me, tell me which ones are your favorite and how do you apply them in life? And as always, focusing on what matters most, let's improve our communication and transform our interactions one conversation at a time. Thank you so much for being here with me today. With love and all of my gratitude, I wish you a great day and an awesome week. Bye, y'all.